Intercept.
So, moving on from the pre-modern period and into more of a classical era, here is where we see the masters really start to hone their craft. Yes, go ahead.
It said on the brochure that there were snacks and refreshments as part of this tour?
Right, yes, that's at the end, and we're nearly there, and I assure you we have a lovely arrangement courtesy of Madame Diane's.
Okay, I'm just getting pretty hungry, and most of these works look like food.
Well, I'm not sure I agree. This is widely considered her most accomplished work, and it's entitled Forgotten Longing.
Right. Looks like a plate of spaghetti to me. Is no one else seeing this? If you had brought me in here and said, here's our spaghetti display, I wouldn't have blinked an eye.
Well, again, I assure you that refreshments are mere moments away. But before we conclude, and it's funny you use the phrase blinked an eye, does anyone know the mystery surrounding this piece here? From her sculpting line, this is by far Lachaine's most famous work.
Looks like a fork under a big meatball.
Well, yes, this time you actually aren't far off. Many have speculated that this could be a key to the mystery, which I still haven't heard. Yes, you in the back.
Well, I heard that the mystery was that she always wore an eye patch, but some speculated that it was merely for show. Some said she had a glass eye. Others thought she had an infection, and she alluded to giving away the answer, but then she died before she could.
Right. And we have scoured her work for years because there are many clues, but they all lead to dead ends. In fact, on the back of the canvas for her painting Feeble One, there's an inscription that reads, "The answer is written."
She's here!
Excuse me, ma'am, please, this is a museum. Please keep your volume.
She's here! Oh my God, it's her! I'm so sorry. When I first felt it, I thought it was just a draft. Gah. Okay, no, it really is her. She's nudging me, trying to say something, but I can't. I can't.
You're a medium? Oh, my sister Evelyn went to one of you once? I don't think it was this intense, though.
Is my Uncle Carl peeking through? Let her see. When he's alive, he always said that if he became a ghost, he'd be checking in on me.
Okay, wait. She's... I'm sorry. I need something to lift.
With those arms? I'd say you can clock out of the gym anytime. You're all done.
No, for the connection. The straining helps me lock in.
Please do not touch. Please no, that is priceless.
What about...
No, also priceless.
If I could just get a grip.
She's climbing the wall. With just her fingertips, like a spider!
My sister's medium didn't have a bulging neck vein, from what I can remember. She did also need a prompt, though.
If I could just hang from this small ledge. Yes, she says the answer is in this room. It's on the fork, but under the ball.
Okay, I think that's enough. Do I need to call security?
It's loose. I just... need to...
Please don't.
It's priceless, but what about the mystery? She's solving it.
And I doubt you have enough security guards on hand to go up against those pythons.
She says it's here. It's under here.
Okay, fine. So I may lose my job. This could be history. Push! A moment just to put my glass on. Let's see. Should be known that it is with great embarrassment I carve these words. I wear my five-tooth chisel in a glove between my fingers near the webbing, and 3 weeks ago I attempted to swat a fly with chisel in glove, and I poked my own eye pretty badly. It has become quite swollen and infected, but I don't want to tell anyone.
It wasn't a fork. It was a chisel with little teeth, but I was close.
And not a meatball, but her eye.
I'm too ashamed to reveal this to anyone. Upon one look, they would see the gruesome five tiny wounds upon my eye. I'll just wear this patch a while and hope it clears up. Surely does sting a plenty, though. Dated March the 5th.
And when did she die?
March the 6th. Well, that...
Mystery solved. So, how's about we get to them refreshments? Maybe check out that menu?
Is she still with you? Can she say how she feels about us learning of this situation?
I'm getting a feeling of regret. Could also be that guy's Uncle Carl, though, for giving away his pass to this tour.
Refreshments and snacks right this way, folks.
He did love free refreshments. Well, if you'll excuse me.
I think I'm gonna roll it back. That feeling is pretty strong.
But the history...
Pigs in a blanket!
Yeah, it's Uncle Carl. He's bummed. He's bummed about his nephew. She's hoping everyone could keep this story to themselves.
I think that would be only right. Here, let me help you. My God, Michelangelo himself never carved arms as wonderful as yours.
Oh, hell yeah! Dunkable rat morsels, cheesy potato skins! What a menu!
Are you tired of store-bought body soap leaving your skin feeling dry and irritated? It's time to make a switch to something better. Brianna's Handmade Soap. Did you know that handmade soap contains glycerin, a natural byproduct of the soap-making process? Glycerin is an excellent skin moisturizer. And here's the secret. Those factory-made soaps remove the glycerin and use it in additional products like lotions and creams. It's a sneaky move to make you buy two products when you only need one. Quality handmade soap that cleans and moisturizes. Say goodbye to dry skin and hello to the perfect soap that cares for your skin the way it deserves. Try Brianna's Handmade Soap today, crafted with love. Visit me at briannasoap.com. That is BRIANNASOAP.com. And use promo code INTERCEPTS to receive 25% off your first order.
Hi, thank you for waiting. What can I do for you today?
What do you mean, what can you do for us today?
We want answers about what you did to our son.
Sure. If you wouldn't mind, could you give me a bit more information on who your son is or was?
We called earlier. What do you mean you don't know who he was? Does this happen a lot? Our son, the one who you dressed up like some sort of joke for his funeral? Does that ring a bell?
Deb, I seem to be without my notes from phone calls today. Can you bring me any paperwork pertaining to my current visitors? Thank you. Oh, sorry about that. It'll just be a moment. Funerals are tough. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Oh, you're sorry. You're sorry about the loss. What about putting our boy in a little propeller hat and knee-high socks and suspenders? Are you sorry about that?
Thank you, Deb. One moment here and I'll have a better idea of,
His neck!
His neck! And his hand! Are you sorry about that? Does it say anything in there about why on earth you would do that?
Ah, I see. Your son. In his will, he has committed his body to our facility for research purposes.
How is shrinking his hand and putting a propeller hat on his head research?
Right. Uh-huh. Well, you see, there was a bit of a conflict after his passing. As I mentioned, his will stated his remains be donated, but it looks like there was a bit of a change of plan after he passed. Is that accurate?
He deserved a funeral. It's very important in our family.
Sure. Well, you see, unfortunately, when the city or the state gets involved, the wishes of the deceased typically dictate the course of action. My hands are tired, but it looks here like you filed an injunction?
He had no idea he had donated his body in his will. He wasn't mentally fit to do something like that.
He was always a little boy.
I see that. Well, we are not a funeral home, and typically a mortician prepares the deceased for viewing.
Then why didn't you send him to a mortician? Why the propeller hat, the tiny hand, and the short neck?
The eyes staring straight ahead.
Right. Well, his will did state that he would like the research done with him to explore, quote, maintaining youth. And so we had already begun our procedures before the injunction was filed. And once it was, we were put in a difficult position of assuming the role of the mortician, given the short turnaround time for the funeral services.
I still don't understand the hat. Or the neck. Or the hand.
Right. Well, the hand is actually a bit of a medical marvel. Are you familiar with the theory that Egyptian pharaohs' remains are so small because they believed that they could shrink or dehydrate their physical form as they ascended to the beyond?
What?
And then, once they returned, the theory is that they possessed a potion or tincture that would rehydrate them to their full size.
What does that have to do with my son?
Well, we were, and I apologize if this language is difficult, but we were experimenting with shrinking him, as per the wishes of his will, and as you stated, that he was always a little boy. We were able to apply a serum that did shrink a portion of him, but unfortunately it was only his hand.
You shrunk his hand and his neck with a serum?
Oh, no. The neck was a procedure called elf neck that shortened his unyouthful neck. That was done for the funeral free of charge.
Free of charge for elf neck? We should charge you. We should sue you.
Unfortunately, with his will as it is, I'm afraid that wouldn't be possible. Much like you, I was just doing my best.
You made our son look like a monster. His head was all crunched down on his shoulders. His chin was in his chest. No child looks that way.
I know this is difficult, but it's as they say, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
You couldn't at least close his eyes?
Well, again, with his desire for youthful enthusiasm, I thought he'd appreciate his eyes open. Look into the future. Oh, and did you not see the lollipop in his regular-sized hand?
We did! Eyes that never blink in a casket are so unsettling! I'm gonna come across this table and I'm gonna rip your head off.
Deb, can you please send in security?
No, we'll go. Honey, come on. He's not worth it. You've made an extremely difficult situation so much worse.
Oh, for that I do apologize, but if it's any consolation, I was trying my best to preserve his youthfulness that he so cherished.
Thank you for nothing!
Okay, I don't normally do this, but if it would be of any help, I can offer a redo on funeral services.
What?
I could return his neck to its normal length, dress him in a suit, eyes closed, no hat, hands crossed over his abdomen, regular hand on top.
You keep talking and see if I don't come across this table.
Everything okay in here?
Honey, it's not a terrible...
Yes, we're all fine in here. Just a bit emotional. They're considering a second funeral for their beloved son.
No, we are...
I don't think it's the worst idea in the
it's
world.
It's an idea from a man who put our son in a propeller hat for his funeral. I'm not listening to his ideas.
Perhaps you can talk it over on the way out. Thank you for coming.
Come on, honey. Let's just calm down and think it over.
No one has two funerals, and none of the guests would return anyway.
They were too traumatized by the first one. Do you remember how it feels to look into a casket expecting to see Junior and instead seeing that freakish...
Deb, we managed to create more of that shrinking tincture. Can we make sure to get this specimen back from the funeral home for further research? And I'd like my propeller hat back.
This is coffee as it is, and coffee as it should be. This is Bridgeport Coffee Roasters, the peak of freshness. Use the promo code INTERCEPTS to get 15% off a batch of our crafted coffees at bridgeportcoffeeroasters.com.
I've spotted Mr. Travers in the Oxy 39 sector. Going to approach and investigate further. Whoa! He just fired a projectile at me. He seems to have assembled a bow and several arrows.
Copy that. Keep us posted if you need assistance.
Mr. Travers, good afternoon. Great shot. Unfortunately, I'm appearing before you in a holographic drone, commonly referred to as a lookout orb. I'm afraid your arrows pass right through me. Otherwise, wow, you really would have killed my head. Look out indeed.
It won't be the last time I get a shot at you.
Okay, well, how are things going? We went to look for you in your introduction habitat, but you've really gotten ahead of the curve and ventured out on your own. That's great.
I don't know what you scaly creeps have in mind for me, but I'm not going to die in one of your cages.
Uh-huh. Well, they're not cages, just introductory habitats to get you acclimated to your new planet before we attempt to help you join a community and merge into an ecosystem. Gently.
That's a cute plan. I'm afraid I have plans of my own.
Okay. I can see that. You're really heading out. What's your plan?
Adapt and overcome. Food, water, shelter, then find a way home.
Wow, that's ambitious. I see you've already had some success hunting.
Yeah, got that. Whatever it is this morning. Dressed it down. Now just need to get it stashed before scavengers smell it.
You bet. Well, that's quite an accomplishment. And rather than stash it, you know, you could also share it with the other humans here with you.
I saw them this morning, 2 clicks west of here. They'd only slow me down.
2 clicks west? I'm afraid I don't know what those terms mean. And you don't want to engage with other humans? Is that why you don't have a fire?
I'm a survivor. I overcome. They seem weak and I don't have room for anything weighing me down. A fire would just alert them to my presence.
It may also help with cooking that trackalon meat, which is the animal you have there right in front of you, similar to a deer from your home planet.
Don't need heat to eat meat, not as long as it's fresh.
Well, not sure about that. Although this planet is extremely similar to yours, our ozone is a little different, with the UV index might not be very cooperative with your meat and heat philosophy.
I'll be fine. You scalies think you have me trapped here, but you wanna know what? That you let something onto your planet that's just as tough as the rocks.
Oh, wow. That's impressive confidence. I can't help but wonder if that never-say-die mentality might have contributed to the destruction your species perpetrated all over your home planet. Out of curiosity, just what is your plan here? Why would you shoot a goat? You have fresh trackalon right in front of you.
Can't risk not having enough meat, especially if scavengers take this first guy.
Wow. That is really something. And you plan to just camp here and eat all this meat?
Rule one, gotta keep moving.
To where?
Wherever takes me home. I assume that means finding one of your ships.
And then you'll just figure out how to fly and navigate space and time safely back to your home?
If that's what it takes.
I have to tell you, and not to bum you out, but even the very brightest of your species would struggle with that.
Are you calling me dumb?
Stop shooting all the goats! How did you make so many arrows? You sure you don't want to share any of this meat?
I already told you.
Oh boy. Okay. Just remain calm.
I barfed on the bees. They're going crazy.
You're doing great. Just stay calm.
I'm fine. Not allergic.
Well, these aren't exactly the same as the bees you're accustomed to.
I'm a fan. Not allergic.
You're really swelling up.
Just because they're mostly stinging my face and mouth, I'm not allergic. I'll be fine.
Can we get a medical team out to Travers? And we have quite a bit of meat to distribute to the rest of the humans.
Do give away my meat.
Intercepts is an independent podcast written and produced by David Huntsberger. Please support our sponsors. To make a one-time donation or become a sustaining member, please visit theendlessabyss.org.
Hi there, Brianna again, the owner of Brianna's Handmade Soap. Did you know that most mass-produced soaps contain animal byproducts like lard, tallow, and stearic acid? My commitment to animal welfare is evident in every product I make. Everything is vegan, meaning that I do not use any animal-based ingredients. My business is also certified cruelty-free, refraining from any animal testing. Beyond skincare, I actively support organizations that reduce animal suffering. With each purchase, 5% goes directly to farm animal sanctuaries. Brianna's Handmade Soap prioritizes kindness over cruelty. Please visit me at briannasoap.com. That is BRIANNASOAP.com. And use promo code INTERCEPTS to receive 25% off your first order.
As we prepare to celebrate Quibo, from my family to yours, we wish you the happiest of holidays. When you sit down at your living room coffee table and hunch over a plate of chicken wings, whether you roll them like an ear of corn, strip them whole, nibble them like a gerbil, or swallow the entire thing, just know that you're bathed in the light of a very special armadillo. From all of us at the Blessed Sanctuary of Hope, we want to wish you a very happy holiday. And although we may have individual differences, some of you using blue cheese, some using ranch, some maybe no dipping sauce at all, be you at a fancy table or hunched over a cardboard box in an efficiency apartment, the important thing is that we are all connected on this special day, and we are all wrapped in the embrace of this very special land mammal. It is written in the scrolls that he who hath seen and heard the piercing yawp of the dillo need not know a name or a face, for he hath been given all he needeth. And that tells us that we need no intermediary to interpret the word of this special creature. He speaks directly to and through us if your heart is open and you welcome his message. So, as you wolf down your wings this Quibo, we send our hearts to yours, and may your ears hear the yawp.